What's up, everybody? Ty Stevenson here, the Waters Brewer. And I know it's been a while. It's been about a month, maybe, since I've released a fucking episode of Waters Brewer Walks. And I think it was going to be episode number 20. That's what I'm guessing. So, yeah, what's been happening? Why I had to take a little break for a while. I was pretty much fucking forced to get rid of my dog. And, yeah, the landlord showed up unannounced. You know, we weren't allowed to have a dog, blah, blah, blah. And fucking decided to give us an eviction of 60 days. And so I was forced to get rid of her to save the eviction and to save, I guess, my relationship with my roommates who didn't really want to get evicted. And so, yeah, I've been dealing with that over the last 3 or 4 weeks while working full time. And there's been the fires up here in Northern California that's been fucking with everything too. So I'm a little sick right now because of all that. And yeah, over the past month I've decided to start a blog where I'll be traveling the world, brewing with brewers all over the world, and understanding the craft beer scene in all the different countries. I'm going to be going to Europe first for 6 months, to Spain, Italy, Munich, Berlin, Dublin, and London, and then I'll be going to South America, and then for 6 months, and then after that I'll be going to Southeast Asia for 6 months. And the blog that I'm going to be recording and documenting my process on is going to be called A Brewer's Story. You can find that on Google and shit now. It's on Instagram and all that. I'm slowly going to build it up. I went to Tahoe for my first, I guess, adventure, and I went to 7 different breweries in 2 days. Met many owners, met many brewmasters, met people that owned businesses there that would give me places to stay whenever I needed, met some friends, some traveling homebrewers. I have way better systems than I ever had. You know, you just got to get out there and go meet some friends, and that's what I'm going to be doing for the next year and a half around the world. Once again, if you want to follow along, that's called A Brewer's Story. And I'll be documenting my travels around the world, brewing with all the breweries. And then possibly starting a brewery in one of those countries. I think I decided I wanted to eventually start my own brewery. And yeah, maybe not so much here in America, as it's super oversaturated now. I think I might want to take the knowledge I've learned here and give it to a different community in maybe 5-10 years. Hopefully have it built up enough to where I can come back to America maybe and start a small brewery with the same name. Why not? You know, I think I got the business mind for that. Fuck. Somebody else, ain't nobody else got a mind like me, baby. Woo! I'm climbing the mountain right now. I'm coming down, actually. Already climbed it. The air quality out here is still not very good, but fuck it, I needed to get out, man. I need to go hiking. I need to go do shit. On my days off, I go crazy if I'm not fucking outside. I can't sit on the computer all day. That is not me, baby. I gotta talk, and I gotta drink beer, and I gotta move. All in that order. And drinking beer the whole time. Woo-woo! I had a whole bunch of good ones the other day. I'll tell you what breweries I went to in Tahoe. I started at Coldwater Brewing in South Lake. Met a guy named Eric, a girl named Nicole. Pretty cool people. Decent beers. Then I went to Sedalis Brewery, where I met this guy named Dave is his name, and he owns a property management company there in South Lake, and said he could hook me up with free room whenever I need. And then met two of the owners there, and then another one who was also the brewmaster. Talked to him for a little bit, figured out how he started as a home brewer, and then went on to working on a small system. Worked his way up to being brewmaster, part owner of Sedalis Brewery, pretty cool place. He recommended me to all these different breweries, where I then went to. The first one after that was Carson's in Carson City. It was called Shoe Tree Brewing Company. They had a really good mocha porter, fucking awesome. That's where I met my buddy Chris now, who is a traveling salesman, avid home brewer. Got a fucking one of the coolest garage setups I've ever seen. Got a system, it's all decked out with decorations and bottles and stuff. And yeah, So, and anyways, I met Chris there, and then we went over to, Revision Brewing up in Sparks. And then after that, we went, and that one was pretty good. I thought actually Revision was going to be my favorite, but it was only my second or third favorite. They had like way too many IPAs, 17 IPAs and maybe three or four different other things. But really good IPAs though. They got so much room for expansion at their warehouse. It's crazy. They're only taking up maybe a fifth, a sixth of the whole spot that they got there. So be on the lookout for them, hardcore. They got so much room for expansion. And then after that, I started making my way back. I got an Airbnb for the day, or for the night. I was only there for like fucking 3 hours. I got an Airbnb for the night in South Lake, so I had to start making my way back down. Went through Incline Village, stopped at Alibi Brewing Company. This one was my favorite. I just introduced myself. I think his name was Evan or Ethan or something, the brewmaster at Alibi. And he had a Doppelbock on tap, which is my favorite style of beer, so naturally, gotta have a pint of that Doppelbock. Sat down next to this couple from San Jose, not too far from where I grew up. And I didn't know it, but they were starting to play trivia. It was trivia night. And so I teamed up with these guys. And next thing you know, we're all getting them wrong. Everyone's fucking getting them wrong. They had hard questions about nothing. Like history shit. Constitution. And then I met this guy named Chris, another Chris, of course, and this guy's an artist, kind of a little quirky guy, but friendly. He lived in an incline his whole life, he said, blah, blah, blah. And then, anyways, we ended up winning fucking $50 gift card and winning trivia. I was like, oh, quite the unexpected journey, you know, it's a little pleasant surprise. And I get to my place, I get in the hot tub, fucking spend like 30 minutes in there, just chilling, felt really good. After a long day of fucking slow drinking. And then in the morning, I woke up, played some roulette for 4 hours. I had two great conversations with two awesome roulette fucking disc jockeys, whatever you call them. Ball jockeys. went up $200. And then I went down $100 at the other casino. So total, I went up 100. Not bad. I was there for 4 hours. Had a Cadillac margarita on the corner, jamming out to some fucking live music. That was really cool. I wish I had started doing like solo trips a lot longer. They were a long time ago. Pretty fun. Definitely gonna continue to do stuff like that, aka travel around the world and do it with beer. A brewer story, baby. And then yeah, on my way home, I stopped at Device Brewing Company in Sacramento, and that one was really good. They had three New England IPAs. I took a 4-pack of one of them home called the Curious Haze. Looks like Curious George almost. Pretty funny. Pretty good beer too. Actually a really good beer. And then, but before that, before I left Tahoe, I stopped at South Lake Brewing Company in Tahoe, South Lake. And I got to talking to the guy. He looked familiar right off the bat. And he didn't seem too friendly at first. His name was Drew. Fucking turns out he was the owner. I got to talking to him, and he worked for Russian River for the last 10 years and still continues to work there. He's been an employee of Vinny fucking from Russian River for the last 10 years. And I got to talking to him about my adventures and how I am the brewmaster at a brewery not too far from there. And we just got to talking. He said, oh, you ever need some investors, let me know. Like, Sonoma County, fucking rich as fuck. People are always looking. I'm like, oh, shit, hell yeah. So that could be a good connection there. Yeah. And then made it home. And that was it. That was my 2-day trip in Tahoe. It was really fun. Oh, I also went to the lake twice. Just chilled. Had some good food too. But yeah, I suggest most people start doing that if you ain't got nothing to do. Gotta get out, baby. You got one life, man. Go fucking take advantage of it. Alright, thank you guys for tuning in. Thanks for putting up with me. Fucking, you guys have any brewing information or questions that you want answered or anything like that, feel free to ask me on either here, Instagram, Facebook, email, tyatwatersbrewer.com, or brewerstory@gmail.com. And yeah, I'll always get back to you. Thanks, you guys, for tuning in. Peace.